Topic 4. Coffee complex. Drinking coffee is starting to become a big trend for the young people of China. It is not a serious competitor against the national drink of the Chinese people, tea. It does reflect, however, the influence of Western business and life habits that are slowly changing the traditional face of China. Coffee has always been an important drink in the United States and elsewhere. In the United States, for example, the national drink used to be tea, especially Chinese tea. This changed during America's War of Independence because a shortage of tea caused by a loss in British trade. Since then, coffee has been the national drink and the symbol of the Western lifestyle. In coffee houses and cafes, business and personal relationships are strengthened. Famous writers and artists, such as Hemingway, conversed and gained inspiration at these places. Traditionally, the best coffee has come from the South American country of Colombia. Small farmers in the past made little money, and large coffee chains, such as Starbucks, made the profit. These coffee chains are beginning to appear in China in increasing numbers. Drinking coffee excessively is, however, harmful for your health. It can lead to emotion changes. It may also change your sleeping habits, causing insomnia or lack of sleep. Yet, at the same time, the caffeine in coffee keeps you alert and wakes you up. This is usually helpful. But try never to drink too much coffee, as its effects can be as harmful as helpful.